Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is a segment for all of you who speak in all caps on Monday morning. I'm talking those who are yelling at your TVs on Saturday and Sunday and have been itching for the opportunity to say what you need to say to get it off of your chest. 844-326-3663.
Tyler.
This segment is your Overreaction Monday. Call them in, get loud, get mad, say what you need to say. Think of it as a therapy session, Cole. You can just get it off your chest. 844-FAN-PHONE.
I like it. I like it. I have a lot of overreactions today, including the one we just talked about when it comes to benching Arch Manning. It's time to bench him. And Tolos, if you disagree with me, let me know. I think it's time, man. Find the backup.
Well, you got a texter here. Coop in Greer says, bench him for what? Offensive line won't block or back up either. I'm not sure what he's talking about there. Won't block for backup either. So why would you bench Arch Manning if the backup's not going to do any better?
Because Arch sucks. That's why. The backup can't be any worse.
But don't you get better by playing more
often? No, no. If a guy sucks, get him out. Get Bryce out. Get Arch out. Get them all out. We need new ones.
Revolving door quarterback. Let's
see
what works.
This is terrible. Yeah. I'm sorry, Coop. I love you. I appreciate you listening to the show, but I just have seen enough from this Arch Manning kid.
No more Arch.
I don't know if I trust Arch Manning right now.
He's going to be
great at ETSA. I mean, yeah, or Villanova. I mean, imagine if you trusted Arch Manning right now, if you called tonight to watch Monday Night Football and you ordered a large mushroom and onion pizza. That's how I order mine. Would you trust Arch Manning to get your pizza order right?
Wait, you don't put any meat on your pizza?
Not normally, no.
What?
No.
To me, it's not a pizza if it doesn't have at least pepperoni on it.
I don't mind it. I'm a mushroom and onion. That's my
mushroom and
I love
onion.
It. That is my you know
God,
what.
What are you? Are you a vegetarian?
No. Believe it or not.
That's awful, man.
I love that mushroom and onion.
That is a C-tier pizza order right there.
It's so good.
Tolo's grade, Cole Bryson's pizza order, a large mushroom and onion pizza. 844-326-3663. You can call or text in. Let's go to the phone lines. And first up, everybody's favorite, we bring in Dewey, who's got something to say on Overreaction Monday.
Yes. First of all, I give you an F. For your pizza.
Oh, thanks, Dewey. That's really kind. What would your pizza order be, Dewey?
F means friggin' disgusting.
Anchovies and mushrooms and mayonnaise.
Oh, you're psycho. You're psycho.
But anyways, we'll keep it short today, I think. But Clemson, Clemson, they score 38 points. Dabo thinks he's hot stuff, and they all won something, but let's. The reality is they should have floorboard North Carolina. You just play one half. It's football, just a one half game. you score 38 points. Where's the other 38 points? That should have been a 70-0 game.
They should have what?
You just let North Carolina stick around. Yeah, North Carolina sucks in. They didn't score, but you had a chance to get rid of Bill Belichick, and you let him stick around. And as far as Bill Belichick's concerned, he's a joke, and he needs to go with his hoodie that he hasn't washed in about 2 months.
So you're telling me if Clemson had beaten UNC 72-0 or 3 or whatever it was, North Carolina, you believe North Carolina would have fired Bill Belichick on the spot,
right,
which
there
would actually be a kindness, honestly, to the UNC fans.
Well, no, but it would have been another embarrassment. But it's embarrassing to lose to Dabo the way Dabo's been lately. So I hope he is embarrassed. As far as Clemson's concerned, they're not back. Louisville's going to take them down. South Carolina's going to take them down. Ooh. And the best they're going to do is probably 7 games. They're going to win 7 games this year.
Mm.
As far as Vanderbilt, they let me down. They suck.
Yeah.
And Manning, he's a joke. All this hype because he's a Manning. Steve Spurrier was right about him. He's a joke. He needs to be benched. Texas looked like crap. And how in the world did you let Florida do what Florida did to you? You're supposed to be the top of whatever team in the country. Texas, you're nothing. And Miami's number 2. That's hogwash. And Matt Kraft, I hope you're listening because you ran away from this discussion earlier because you run away from things.
Hey.
Because I pulled Miami out for letting Florida State come back on you. 19 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. That's a travesty, and that should not have happened. And Miami is not a number 2. Not a number 2 team in the country. And
Hey, Dewey, what's your real name?
My name's Dewey Jacobs. Oh!
Thanks,
good
Dewey.
God. What happened to keeping it short, Dewey?
Yeah, I thought I'd catch him. Tolo Steve says, sorry, Cole, I love pepperoni and mushroom on my pizza. I'm on Diesel's side. You got to have some type of meat on your pizza.
Look,
he also says, how many more times is Dewey going to stumble with his words?
I don't mind the pepperoni, it's not like a game breaker for me.
It's a necessary. It's like in the pyramid. It's the bottom part of the pyramid. It's got to be there. It's the base.
I like it, and I'll tell you one even more strange. I would rather take the pepperonis off and eat them. I like pepperonis off the pizza.
Jeff R says, "Let's overreact to that serial killer pizza order of Cole's." A large mushroom
and
onion.
So good, man. It's so good. And like extra mushrooms.
You're begging for bubble guts with
that
pizza.
It's so good. God, I love mushrooms.
Do you get your pizza from, I won't name names because we won't give away any free advertising, but do you order it from one of the chains or do you order it from like a smaller local pizza?
Both. I like local. But
same
I will
order
say,
no matter where you get it from?
Yeah, pretty much. I like Donato's. That's the one thing I did like about Ohio. I love Donato's. You know, maybe the only Donato's in South Carolina, Donato's is from up north in Ohio.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's the best. I think the only one's in Bowling Springs. I think that's it.
Texter here says, Cole is a man-child. Another texter says, pizza grade equals F. That comes from the Gingerbread Man in Malden. That's
Come
a great
on.
Name. Gingerbread Man, where are you in the Upset Picks Challenge? You get to join the all-name team with that one. Be back here on Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
And by the way, no shocker here, but Rick and Greer, we lost you. We know you call. And he does this. He calls and stays on for like 30 seconds.
He's like Madcraft. If he can't get right on the phone, he's gone.
Sorry, we had a line today.
Yeah,
Rick.
Let's go to DB. Dan B, next up in line. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. So I guess we'll add to the list. So Cole hates dogs, hates Ohio State fans, and hates meat.
I hate Ohio State fans. I just said they weren't as nice and hospitable as these, you know, Southerners here in the South, Dan. That's what I said.
Hey, it's overreaction, man.
That's true.
Yeah, my main overreaction. So I was at the Roval yesterday. Me and just went. And, you know, it overall, the race is, you know, it's a road course race dominated by SVG. Okay. What I expected, but that last lap shenanigans where Ross Chastain spun Denny out in the very last turn, and then they both crossed the finish line under power going in reverse, and it was all in some effort. I guess Chastain was trying to not get cut off from the playoffs, and I guess it let Logano in by Hamlin passing him. I don't like just the fact that Chastain did another thing that would have could have tried to screw over Hamlin. I've never hated a NASCAR driver until now. Chastain is he's at the bottom of that list.
Dan, I can't tell you the last. I think it's been 3 months since I watched maybe 2 months since I watched a NASCAR race.
Yeah, I just, you're missing out.
I know, but football's on, man. I'm not going to watch NASCAR over football. I can't do it.
NASCAR needs to be a spring sport only.
2 months.
You know, it needs to be over by
well,
September.
You want to race every day?
Yeah.
They're in Florida today.
Two races a
New
week.
New York tomorrow.
Over by September. That's
they're racing
right.
Every day. I love it.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it. Let's go to TX.
T-Experience.
T-Experience.
Sorry. I didn't type out the whole thing.
T-Experience on the line. What's up, T-Experience?
Every right. Call oh, it starts the same.
So, you know, why does he keep coming? He's acting like Dan B. We're talking about Billy Napier.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. He comes in and he goes. He comes and he goes. He can't make up his mind. Stop trying to win games. We don't want you. No one cares.
Jeez.
At this point. Just let it go.
You'd rather the guy lose?
5,000 paper cuts. Stop it.
So Billy Napier's career is kind of like The Walking Dead. It just keeps on going, but you don't want to see a new season?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What oh, T-Experience?
Where are you?
Are you a forklift right now?
I'm on 85, and when I get this alarm in my car when I go over 70 miles, it goes off like...
Oh, God. Oh. Rip that bad boy out, by the way.
You should go get that looked at. No, I don't want to. You know,
mine
put
would go off
vehicle
24/7.
Repairs on you because I'm staring at like a $4,000 vehicle repair bill myself. But come on, man, that's gotta be annoying
it's
as hell.
A reminder for me to slow down. That's all.
Oh, that's okay. Rough. That thing would go off all the time for me. Let me ask you this, T-Experience. You think it's prolonging the inevitable? Is what you're saying with Billy Napier?
Yes, and now with that win against Texas, like. They're going to be like, oh, well, there's hope. No, it's not. Are you going to let him stay through the rest of the regular season? No, we do not want you. Go back down to Louisiana somewhere. This is not for you. This is where the big boys play. You're done.
Appreciate you, T-Experience. Good call. It's our Overreaction Monday segment, 844-326-3663. You got something to say about what you saw over the weekend? Call it in and sound off, Cole. I'm going to say this one. Fire whoever at App State. I was at the App State-Oregon State game over the weekend. Whoever there
in Boone,
in Boone decided to give out rally towels and play Sandstorm over the PA.
What?
You can't borrow South Carolina's arguably one or two best-known traditions. It's garbage.
What?
I know that Dowell Loggins just came here from South Carolina, and maybe you're trying to make him feel at home or something, but that is Bush League garbage.
You didn't like it.
To rip off Sandstorm.
You didn't like it?
No.
Did you wave a towel?
I mean, I did.
Yeah.
It's fun. I get it. It's a fun tradition.
So
but
what
stop
you're saying
trying
is
to rip off everybody else's traditions.
Dowell Loggins brought Sandstorm with him to Boone from Columbia.
I guess.
You know, I didn't have that. I
just wish he brought the lifts in his shoes because he is a tiny
man. Is he?
Yeah, he's a little guy.
I didn't know that.
I'll show you the video. I was right above the tunnel where they came out of the tunnel from the locker room. And he is standing next to some guys shaped like Buicks. And Dowell is a little guy.
Man, I didn't realize that. Yeah. Let's go to the phones before he hangs up. Madcraft, kind of the same way as Rick and Greer. If you don't go to the phone lines, he'll hang up within 14 seconds. Madcraft, what is your overreaction on this Overreaction Monday?
Woo! I feel good. We beat FSU now. Ba-na-na-na-na. I feel good.
No, I'm just playing. Hey, listen. I don't know what Dooley was talking about. My team is winning, so Dooley needs to stay in his lane.
His college team is winning. His pro team got absolutely plastered by the Commanders.
Yeah, what happened to that, by the way?
I told y'all, man, MetLife Stadium, turf should be illegal.
Oh,
they're responsible for downing
our
O-line
now?
Last week. Hey, dude, everybody blames MetLife. Everybody knows MetLife's got terrible field conditions.
Matt Kraft, what are you talking about?
Last week, we played the Giants.
I'm talking about the Chargers lost yesterday to the Commanders.
I understand that. And last week, we played the Giants. And we played at MetLife. And half of our O-line got absolutely...
Oh, my God.
I'm saying our O-line's gone. We don't
you act like they're
O-line.
Playing on old-school AstroTurf.
Dude, everybody, it's notorious. I know y'all aren't playing with me right now.
No, we're not. We're not playing with you. The Cowboys, yes. I mean, we
everybody says it. I polled the six people I'm friends with, and they all agree. Come on, man.
No, I'm talking about NFL players, bro. NFL players claim that MetLife is the worst. Oh, okay. It's responsible for the most injuries.
Oh, so now the Chargers' two losses, it carried over.
We're not even talking about it. I didn't call you to talk about the Chargers.
Hey, Dewey wants to know, he wants you to explain 19 unanswered points.
I want to explain to Dewey win column.
I mean, he says you ran away from that conversation earlier.
I didn't run away from the conversation. Dewey doesn't know what he's talking about. Listen, we're playing very conservative.
We've got to get Dewey and Matt Kraft the same room.
No, that would be a disaster. Wait, listen, here's what I really come up to talk about. I think that it is imperative that what I discuss to any Florida State fan that could possibly be listening, I told you that this was going to happen, right? Florida State is not only kind of rely on the run a little bit. They're rely on the run about 80%. And everybody said, well, no. Castellanos, he can pass the ball. He can do it. But right now, our offense is solidified by how, creativity in our run game, how good we can run. And I said, you're not going to be able to do that. And sure enough, they weren't. Just a stat for you. Right now, Florida State, they kept telling us that they were number one in all these rushing categories in the nation. Offense, number one. Crazy. And I said, first off, you ain't played nobody. And second off, the most important thing is they're averaging just shy of 300 yards rushing per game. They got held to 130 yards against us. So as soon as they had to pass the ball, guess what happened? He threw two picks. So we won the turnover margin. So you can't run like you want to, and you lost the turnover battle. You're not going to win that game. And really, I know the score was close. I know that they came back a little bit in the fourth like that. But that game was never in question. That game was dominated the whole way through by Miami. And I don't think that's a doubt. And also, I'll finish with this. I don't think there's any way that we'll jump Ohio State. But I'm okay with being number two. That's fine. However, I do question the committee in putting us at number two, in the fact that point to me another team in the country right now with the better resume. Like I told y'all last week, had Florida State not lost
a better resume than Miami's?
Yeah, as it currently sits.
Well, we're gonna find out if Miami can hold up to the hype. There's a lot of players that react and change the way they play once they get there inside of that top five. We saw it last year when Miami rose so high, they found a way to lose games or look bad when they shouldn't have. So now the pressure's on you to continue to perform at that high level.
I completely agree, and that's why I'm staying humble. Look,
hey, the only let me say this.
Florida State's a good team.
Real quick, Matt Kraft, the only way I will say if somehow, some way, next Saturday – if Ole Miss beats Georgia in Athens, I think their resume will be pretty impressive, having beaten Georgia and LSU, being what, at that point, they would be 7-0. So I'd put theirs up there. But right now, I think I'm with you. I think I'm with you there. Miami's is impressive.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see what Notre Dame does in its future, because that win is still kind of, was it good or was it not, you know?
Well, yeah. So long as you got the committee anyways, propping up Notre Dame, that win will prop up Miami, too.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
Appreciate you calling, Matt Kraft.
A lot of text here.
Cole, you got one more?
Yeah, I do. I've got one more. So, I've got two more.
Oh.
Actually, I've got three. Have I given mine? Have I?
You haven't given any of these yet.
Okay, so I did say bench Arge in the last segment. Okay. So let's also go full Dewey here. And while we're at it, overreacting, let's just fire and can everybody, right? Bench Arch, Sarkisian. Why are we not holding Steve Sarkisian to the same standard that we are other coaches? This guy continues to fall short in big games. And I know last year there was a different story with Quinn Ewers. I think Quinn, I'm not saying fire Steve Sarkisian. I'm not that idiotic. But I'm just saying, like, that was a bad loss. That was a really bad loss. And I know DJ Lagway in Florida. I'm just saying Steve Sarkisian, for as much as talent, like, we're going to bring the heat on Dabo and all these other coaches. When you just turn the heat up on Steve Sarkisian, make that guy feel a little uncomfortable. I also do think Diesel, you, my second overreaction, go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off and get rid of Bill now. I don't think Bill Belichick is going to provide anything in this program to uplift it. I think it's going to continue to fall. I think the program is going to only get worse.
Well, when you hear Grayson Mann talk about how UNC personnel there are joking and laughing about how poorly run the program is,
it's bad.
When you hear about Bill banning Patriot scouts, when you hear about Bill banning Patriots highlights from Drake May, a guy that played there, and on top of that, I mean, you heard in the broadcast, maybe you didn't because you were at a game, but when you hear the guys say, all these coaches came from the NFL. There's not a hype man on this sideline. There is nobody on this sideline getting these players hyped and ready to go. There's no, like, what the term they use, like, tatted up strength and conditioning coaches that are right there from bursting a blood vessel in their neck because they can't contain it. You don't have that guy on the sideline. And, like, I don't know if Bill can recover this.
I don't think he can. The reality of it is Bill Belichick thought he could replicate the pro, and he said it. He said it out on record multiple times. He thought he could replicate what he does at the pro level to the college level, and it just simply doesn't work. And I know it's early. You may say, Cole, give it time. No, there's no giving this time. It's only going to get worse. And I know you're not normally a football school anyways, but this is just embarrassing. This makes Mac Brown look like a savior. Like, well, this is bad.
At North Carolina, your floor should be 6 wins.
I know.
That's your floor. Your ceiling is like 9. Maybe every now and again you get 10, but you got all the resources in the world that you need. Oh. You just got no history of doing it consistently.
And then my last overreaction, Diesel, I'm going to save this one for last. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. And guess what? He proved it on Saturday night. James Franklin's got to go. James Franklin built this program up. He brought them to relevancy. But James Franklin losing to UCLA is the worst loss of his entire career.
Oof.
I think we all like the guy.
It's ugly.
It's bad.
It's ugly.
You've got to – if you're Penn State and you don't fire James Franklin, you are basically telling your fans you're okay being just right there. And what I mean is you're okay being right there but not here. And I know for those not watching the show – you can't see where my hands are, but you're okay being on the cusp of greatness. You don't want to go out and get over that next time. Diesel, this guy's not it.
Well,
he's not it. He's going to go.
By fire him, do you mean end of the season?
End of the season.
His buyout right now is $56 million. It'll drop to $48 million going into next season, $40 million after that. He's on a 10-year contract that runs through 2031. They're also in the middle of major renovations to Beaver Stadium there at Penn State. So they don't exactly have the cash right now just to be throwing around $45-50 million.
Go fundraise. I can guarantee you this. Penn State, there's a lot of money up there. And I think, and I'm not kidding when I say this, I think you could find 25 people that would hand you $2 million to get rid of that guy. We're talking about 25 people.
Yeah.
You're telling me there's not 25 boosters?
I will say this, Cole.
It is a
major risk to move on from a guy that has 34 wins in the last 3 seasons. I fully understand who those losses are to, and I fully understand how frustrated Penn State fans are. But if you're going to move on from 34 wins to to chase a few elusive big-time wins and stave off the random bad loss to UCLA, is it really worth
giving up 34 wins in three seasons to hope that Alex Golish or John Sumrall or Dave Aranda, these guys that are the next cusp of teams that are moving up, to give them their power four shot.
I don't like those guys you just named. I'll tell you you fire James Franklin, and here's what you do. If I'm the AD, I'm going to do something that might sound crazy. I'm firing James Franklin, and by God, this is going to sound just absolutely insane. But you know what? I'm going to do something that's either going to work or I'm going to do something that's going to fail. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to tell John Gruden to tell me no. You want John Gruden?
Oh, God. Here we go. Go
get John Gruden
stuff again.
Go get John Gruden. Go bring John Gruden can't be any worse than James Franklin, can he?
Why does everybody have so much faith that John Gruden would be great in college?
I'm just saying he can't be any worse. Like this guy, James Franklin, 30, whatever.
It could be a lot worse.
Could it, though?
Bill Belichick, he's been out of coaching for how long?
I just am so over. Okay, how about this? All right, if you don't want John Gruden, you mentioned, who'd you mention?
Let's see.
Did you mention Dillingham?
I mentioned Golish from USF. Sumrall, he's at Tulane.
Lance Leopold, name out
Aranda.
There.
No, I didn't throw out any of the Power Five guys that are currently employed as Power Five.
What about
coaches?
Joe Brady? Yeah, I know you take a swing on a guy like Joe Brady, who Kurt Cignetti. I don't know that I love Kurt Cignetti. Kenny Dillingham. But I don't know.
I mean, I think you have to throw the bank at a sitting head coach who's been tremendously successful where they already are. Does that mean you throw the bank at Urban Meyer?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, look, you know, make him say no.
Here's my thing. You look at a guy like Joe Brady, who built LSU's 2019 offense to an all-time great offense. And I know we get around. Joe Brady took Joe Burrow at LSU, and that was an amazing offense in 2019. Now he's coaching NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, but just because you're a great OC and a position coach doesn't mean you're going to be a great head coach.
But if you're telling me I can get a guy in Joe Brady who had a great prolific offense that's really good with quarterbacks, that's in the NFL developing quarterbacks, and I need somebody that can develop Drew Aller and get us over the hump, I'm just saying it would be a wild hire, but something's got to give. This guy, James Franklin, if you want to be mediocre, you know, raise your James Franklin banners, but something's got to give here. This is not the right guy.
Texter says, Cole, have you lost your mind?
Maybe so. But my God, James Franklin, man, this is enough.
I get it, though. What you're saying is Penn State now has to be aspirational. They've built everything that they could possibly build under James Franklin, and they can't go out there and get those big wins. But if he was like sub 500, but like a couple of games sub 500, then you can maybe justify, okay, he's there, he's in these games, he's just not hitting. For a guy that's record against top 25 and top 10 opponents is as bad as James Franklin's is, imagine if James Franklin was coaching in a conference like the SEC that has more ranked opponents than the Big Ten has. So just imagine the Big Ten was loaded top to bottom. His record might be awful.
He might be James Pittman, right? Instead of James Franklin. You brought up Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
If you're Penn State, how about this? Pick up the phone, call Urban Meyer and say, Urban, we've got a $50 million buyout to get this guy out of town. If we paid this buyout, you're Urban Meyer, would you consider it? Would you have any in? Would you come to an interview? Because guess what, Diesel? The fact of the matter is, if you could get Urban Meyer and Happy Valley, are you kidding me?
And would you agree to not kick any of your players?
I'd let him kick whoever he wanted to get Urban Meyer back in college.
The new Woody Hayes.
Yeah, man. Bring him. Let him kick, scream, cuss, fight. This James Franklin thing, this has got to be over. I mean, goodness gracious, I'm so sick of it. We go back into the top 25. Your reaction, Tolo, to what happened. Tolos, sorry, that is plural. Your reaction, Tolos, to what happened in the top 25. Latest AP as well as some other reactions to games that happened this past weekend. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dewey's upset, Diesel, on the stream.
Oh, who's surprised?
Yeah. He told Minecraft he sucks, and then he says, the weatherman lied again. No hurricane, and today it wasn't supposed to rain. Cole should do the weather for the radio station now on.
You did take a weather class.
And he is very adamant to remind me of that, because I said that one time, and he remembers that I took one class in college. I did notice it got dark here quick. Did it rain? Is it raining?
Did they cover how to turn and look at the green screen, or just how to use the clicker?
No, we didn't even get to that point. Didn't even get to the point. Really? We were learning about clouds and stuff, man.
What does a meteorologist actually do? You know, you hear him say, like, the European model says something. Yeah. Well, that just means you go on a website and read what the European model says.
I think they learn a bunch of stuff that they don't actually use, you know, kind of like every degree out there. But I don't know. Like, I kind of laughed this morning. I saw one of our, Dewey can probably tell you who, put on there about the snow models that we're going to get this winter and how much snow we're going to get. So Dewey is one that does not like weathermen. I'll tell you that. I've learned that about Dewey.
Do you know, Cole, what a percentage chance of rain? When the forecaster says there's a 50% chance of rain, what does that actually mean?
I think it means that the area you're in, so if you have it selected for Greenville,
yep,
that area, because I know that the way I always thought, like originally I thought it meant there's a 50% chance it's going to rain. And that's.
Yeah, that's because that's exactly what the forecaster says, 50% chance of rain.
But that's not actually what it means.
That's not what it means at all.
So what it means is there's a there's a 50. I've seen this before.
I've got the definition here.
I know, but I've seen this before, and I thought I knew it. You know, one of those things you say, you think you thought you knew. It's something about that. Something about your area specifically. Help me out.
Says the percentage chance of rain or probability of precipitation, otherwise known as PUP, is the likelihood of measurable precipitation, 0.01 inches or more, occurring at a given point within the forecast area during a specific period of time.
So what does that mean?
So I guess that means, let's just say you're looking at the hourly forecast, right? And it says in the 5 o'clock hour, there's an 80% chance of rain.
Mm-hmm.
That means that there's an 80% chance there's going to be at least 0.01 inches of rain somewhere in the forecasted area that you have set. So if it's Greenville's big, right?
Uh-huh.
Malden's tiny. Greer is tiny. Uh-huh. So if you have your forecast set for Greer or Malden, maybe it's a little more accurate. But it just it seems like there's too many qualifiers here. The likelihood of measurable precipitation occurring at a given point within the forecasted area during a specific period of time.
Okay.
Which means there's an 80% chance that it could rain somewhere in that circle, wherever that circle is, in that hour.
Mm. I got you. So that does make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, like it kind of does, but it doesn't make sense from a big picture standpoint of do they actually know how to measure that.
But also, rain clouds are not like city size, right? I mean, you know, it could be raining on one side of the road, but not on the other side of the road.
Yeah. So sorry, Dewey. Sorry that the weathermen disappointed you today. And I think it did. Yeah, I mean, it got dark here. It's super dark outside.
I'm not sure that Dewey is not actually my brother-in-law, because my brother-in-law has a weird beef with
God.
Chris Justice.
So you think Dewey,
He might be my brother-in-law.
It could be.
That's a scary thought.
Let's get to the Hub City Spartanburgers text line and any text from the last segment. Let's see. Leprechaun of Lyman got in. He said, Madcraft, we're helping each other out. As much as I don't like the Canes, y'all need to keep winning. Always talking about Notre Dame making Miami look better and vice versa, right? Keith and TR got in at 844-326-3663. Keith said, everybody's overreaction to Clemson beating the worst team in the conference needs to stop. Well, Keith, it's interesting you bring that up, because Diesel and I talked about that in the very first segment of the show today. We talked about Clemson's win over North Carolina, right, and just what it means. And a lot of you listening now, I know, weren't listening at 3 o'clock, but it means just about as much as you allow it to mean in your mind. Meaning Clemson beats North Carolina, does it change your perception? Does it change your thoughts on how Clemson or what this Clemson team actually is? Not really. I don't think it should. But, you know, the reality of it is, Keith and TR, there are a lot of Clemson fans out there, and I know a lot of them, that will allow that one win over North Carolina to symbolize that they are indeed back. Mm. Let's see here. Texter says, hey, did you guys see the Western North Carolina quarterback completed 46 straight passes. Crazy stat that will probably never be broken. We talked about that in the Daily Wires, right?
We did. 46 straight completions, and that resulted in, I'm going to go back and find where we talked about it, because there was a little more to that stat there. Let's see. Didn't throw an incomplete pass until the fourth quarter. He was 53 of 56. For 378 yards.
Do they have a
touchdowns.
Running back on the roster or no?
I mean, you would think, though, and the final score of that game, Cole, do you
like
know?
Like a 3-point game. Wofford lost by like 2 or 3 points.
When you're that good at completing passes.
And Wofford's that bad.
And Wofford is that bad, and you still only beat them 23-21. I mean, you should have smoked them by like 40.
You know, it is depressing, because they have just fallen off so bad, Wofford has. But kudos to the guys. Would you have the guy's name? The kid that broke all the 46 straight passes. I mean, that's
Taron Dickens.
Okay, cool. Well, that's awesome. It really is.
The stats on that game here, by the way, trying to find the team stats on here. Like, how did that actually work? Passing 378 yards.
What happened was Wofford couldn't stop them.
Yard per pass average was just 6.8, which is not bad. You know, 6.8 yards per pass is not bad, especially when you're completing 53 of them. So how does that happen? Like, I'm trying to figure, did they turn the ball? They didn't. No, they didn't have any turnovers. So if you were really great at moving the ball, but you got into the red zone and you were fumbling in the red zone over and over again in that game, that would maybe make that kind of make sense. But that's one of the weirdest stats.
It's crazy, man. But shout out to that kid. He balled out. Cornchip says, it's a true statement, but since it's the overreaction segment, I had to go all caps. My real take is the Savannah Bananas are better than the MLB. You'll have to come to me with a game next year now that I'm a member of their fan. I don't know about that.
I have zero interest in going to a
No, I'm with
game.
You there, too.
Let me rephrase that. I'd go to one. But after that, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, you know they're going to win. You know it's going to be goofy. You know they're going to tell some silly jokes on the mic or whatever else. But what, like, why would you go see the Harlem Globetrotters more than once?
Right. Unless you know, I said it last week, and I know you were out last week, but I didn't watch a lot of baseball this year because the Braves suck so bad. But the last week, the wild card of the MLB was fantastic. I mean, the Boston Red Sox versus the New York Yankees in the wild card, I watched every game. And we were talking about how intriguing the wild card was. So I don't like get captivated by regular season baseball, but postseason baseball, I do enjoy it. I was really upset with Cornchip because during Overreaction Monday, he texted in Diesel and said, all caps, Cole is the best broadcaster. I could care less about Burns, but I always enjoy listening to his call.
Aww.
And I said, that is a shot. It's taking shots at me.
What do you mean?
That's Overreaction Monday. It's like wearing a Gamecocks jersey on Halloween, right? That's what he was doing there. I'm surprised he didn't text in and say
it was opposite day.
John Dog, I'm not going to read this text, John Dog. I'm not going to read this. Okay, I'll read it. John Dog says, Cole, did your pick hit this weekend? No, John, no, you didn't hit this. No, it did not hit. Thanks for asking.
But you know whose did?
Diesel's.
This guy right here.
And who was yours?
Mine was Virginia over Louisville. And I was watching just the score on my phone from wherever I was. And Louisville went up first in overtime. I was like, come on. Mm-hmm. How can I not get one of these? And then Virginia scored and won the game. Heck yeah.
You hit. And that was your first one of the season.
No, that's my second hit of the season. But I'd fallen all the way back to zero because I had lost more than three times
in a row. Well, you've got more score. You've hit twice. I've only hit once. Mine was Kansas State over Baylor Diesel. Kansas State lost by one. Very
brutal.
Disappointing. It really was.
At least you were close. Some of my upset picks, I thought it was a quality pick, and then they got blown out.
Let's see. Texter says, overreact to Mark Sanchez getting beat up by an old man. That was a wild story.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you know? We were going to talk about the upset picks challenge in the next segment. We may touch on it very briefly, but let's spend some time talking about this Mark Sanchez.
Also, real quick,
next.
Phillip says Clemson beat a JV team. Why do people think it was a get right game? It proves absolutely nothing. That comes from Phillip. I like it.
I mean, it proved that you can look competent against a bad team. You're supposed to look competent against bad teams. They look good against a bad team, and I guess it's doing what you're supposed to do. Take what you can get at this point of the season.
Right.
So let's jump into that very briefly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll talk about the Mark Sanchez thing, whatever it
whatever
is.
Whatever happened.
Yeah. Next. So I'm playing a little bit of catch up, Cole, on this story because I have been on vacation and I've been living under a rock for the last week, trying not to consume a whole lot of sports except for the games that I wanted to sit down and watch. So yeah. I'm trying to catch up what's going on with the Mark Sanchez now facing felony charges for an altercation that happened outside of a bar. What do you know about this?
Well, so when it happened, I heard a lot of people, you know, he's with, what is it, with NFL Network?
Fox.
So I heard a lot of people with Fox like, oh, how sad, Mark got stabbed. But it sounds like there was an altercation. I don't know if it was over a parking spot or whatever. And there was an older man. I've seen the pictures of the older man. He don't look good.
Mm.
And now I heard hearsay, allegedly, right, that the guy stabbed Mark Sanchez in self-defense.
Mm.
So it's not really looking good. And I now have allegedly heard that Mark Sanchez has been charged. So it's not looking good for Mark Sanchez. I don't know.
So this is what's on ESPN.com right now. It says Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears announced the new charge of battery involving serious bodily injury, which carries a potential sentence of 1 to 6 years in prison.
That's a felony charge.
He says, quote, we are literally talking about people fighting over a parking space or a dispute about where people are parking, and it resulted in someone receiving just incredibly significant injuries.
And that's right. So right now, Mark Sanchez is facing a felony charge in Indianapolis because of the fight that left him hospitalized with the stab wounds, but ghost.
Oh, God. I'm looking at the pictures now.
Of the other guy?
Oh, dude.
Or Mark?
The other guy.
Oh, it's bad. Real bad.
He is jacked up.
Yeah. It's real bad. So the detectives reviewed the footage, and supposedly it's not looking good for old Mark Sanchez. According to the affidavit, the guy said, this guy's trying to kill me, talking about, you know, the fight was it's bad. He said he stabbed Sanchez in self defense, and man, this is
It says he pepper sprayed the older gentleman pepper sprayed and stabbed him multiple times.
And think about this: this guy is on a national television network for Fox. I mean, are you kidding me?
Sanchez was hospitalized with stab wounds to his upper right torso. Look, if you've ever been to a Costco parking lot at like 3 p.m. on a Saturday, you know, people get real chippy over parking spaces.
Yeah, they do. They do. And you know what? It is. It's crazy, like, how people act with traffic. Just honking the horn nowadays causes people to get out and shoot people for whatever reason. But this is a terrible story.
Why is it that, you know,
when something terrible happens, thinking back to the Charlie Kirk shooting, mm-hmm. when something like that happens, how many people post, we all have to be kinder to each other. We all have to think more and react less. But then the first time an opportunity like this happens, or a situation like this happens, they revert right back to, I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. I'm going to get angry. I'm going to honk my horn at you. I'm going to yell at you. I'm going to stick a gun out the window of my car.
It's sad. Because
I'm mad at you. I mean, like, we got to start putting this stuff into practice.
It's sad. It's a horrible story with Mark Sanchez. Man, I don't, you know, I don't know if there's enough out there to figure out exactly what started it and who's, it's just Mark Sanchez being charged. It's a bad look. It's horrible. It really is. Over a parking spot. Yeah, you're right. It's too much. People have got so much going on in their lives and their heads, I guess, that it's like, we're really gonna blow this up into something that it doesn't need to be blown up into.
When I go to like crazy busy parking lots like that, I park in the back. Yeah, I don't want to have to deal with it. I'll walk the extra 40 feet to not have to like get in an altercation with somebody over a parking space.
That's true. Yeah, just start handing out like money or something as you walk in, right? That way people don't shoot you and stab you.
Did you know in Japan, like especially at big facilities where a lot of people work, think somewhere like GE or BMW or whatever, if you get there early to work, you park in the back so that the people who get to work late don't have to run from the far back of the parking lot up to the facility. That's the culture in Japan to do that.
That's
crazy.
There's
no way they would ever do that here.
No, I never heard of that.
God.
Never heard of that. Diesel, but what I have heard of is an audio blitz, little sports soundtrack coming at you, Tolos. What happened sports-wise over the weekend that you need to hear about, but not from us? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.